The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, August 10, 2022. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel praised the heroism and solidarity that have allowed making progress in the efforts to extinguish the large-scale fire at the Matanzas supertanker base. On his Twitter account, the president stressed that even if a twist of the wind can fan the fire while fuel remains within reach of the flames, nothing will take away the certainty that heroism and solidarity will extinguish it. Thanks to Venezuela, Mexico, and our people, the head of state wrote on his Twitter account. In another tweet, the president highlighted the work done on Tuesday in the area of the fire, which was a decisive step towards the end of what is considered the largest fire in Cuba's history. Díaz-Canel warned, however, that there can be no confidence since the danger is still latent. My embrace and deep respect for those who are there in the fight, he added. Colombian Foreign Minister Álvaro Leyva received his Cuban counterpart, Bruno Rodríguez, who expressed his country's support for peace in the South American nation. Bruno Rodríguez also confirmed the common willingness to promote bilateral relations. We reaffirm Cuba's support for Colombian peace efforts. We also exchanged information on regional and international situations, the Cuban foreign minister tweeted. On Monday, President Gustavo Petro received Bruno Rodríguez, who reiterated Cuba's invariable commitment to contribute to peace in Colombia. Cuba, alongside Norway, is guarantor of the peace process between the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, People's Army, and the Colombian state, sealed with the signing of the 2016 final agreement. During his stay in Colombia, Rodríguez and Norwegian representatives held a fruitful meeting with signatories of the final agreement, reaffirming their stance on peace in Colombia. More than 20 flights with Solidarity Aid have so far arrived in the Juan Gualberto Gómez Airport in Varadero from Mexico and Venezuela, following the major fire caused by a lightning strike in the industrial zone of Matanzas. Oil experts, firefighting chemicals, technical equipment such as compressors, breathing air tanks with armor, and high-pressure pumps are part of the contributions sent by those nations since Saturday to this western Cuban city, some few hours after the deflagration broke out. Two Mexican Navy ships also arrived in the port of Matanzas on Tuesday with aid to help fight the flames that reached four large fuel tanks out of the eight that make up the supertanker base. Since the first moment, the conditions to ensure the unloading and immediate transfer of the aid to the area of the incident were created both in the air terminal and the port of Matanzas, Luis Ladrón de Guevara, an official of the Ministry of Transportation, said. The coordinated work with 127 Venezuelan and Mexican specialists has made it possible to advance in the mitigation of what is considered the largest industrial natural disaster in Cuba, although the authorities insist that it is not yet under total control. Fire brigades from several Cuban provinces are joining this Wednesday to the actions to try to definitely extinguish the fire with the use of several strategically installed high-pressure pumps. And in the international agenda, we have that the José Martí Association of Cuban Residents in Mexico and the Vapor Cuba promoter have launched a joint initiative to collect hospital supplies and medicines for those injured in Matanzas. Meanwhile, Mexican Solidarity Movement set up a bank account at BBVA Bancomer in favor of the Cuban brothers. Let us offer our solidarity in these hard times for Cuba. We've been collecting such medical supplies through August 13. The Mexican Movement of Solidarity with Cuba, on the other hand, opened an account at the BBVA Bancomer Bank to collect aid funds in face of the Matanzas tragedy. In its appeal, the Mexican movement calls for joining the Cuba is Not Alone campaign and explains that, in the face of the Matanzas incident, is pressing to increase solidarity with Cuba and asks Mexican friends to contribute to the bank account and send vouchers to send them their solidarity bonus. Meanwhile, Argentinian organizations and Cubans residents in Argentina are promoting a campaign to send donations to Cuba as part of support actions in the light of a fire at the supertanker base in western Matanzas province. In a joint initiative, the Argentinian Solidarity Movement, the Argentinian Association of Graduates in Cuba, and the Union of Cuban Residents are collecting medical supplies to attend to those injured during the large-scale fire, which has been raging since last Friday. The blockade kills. Your solidarity saves lives, the slogan of the campaign promoted on social networks reads. Over the last few days, these organizations have reiterated their support for the government and people of Cuba and have regretted the material and human damage caused by the fire. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.